Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road, to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one, and we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. I would be Matt or Matlanta. I didn't give myself the nickname. I earned the nickname. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta.
All right, Matt, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing really well here in Atlanta. I got 5 kids, so they're running me ragged, but everything's good so far.
Well, I know you have a good perspective on what we wanted to talk to you about today. A couple of things. Number one, as the Hawks made their hire for Quinn Snyder, I know you had a chance to watch Quinn coach in Utah quite a bit. So let's start with kind of a broad takeaway here. What are the Hawks getting, and what can we expect to see from a Quinn Snyder coach team?
Yeah, so, you know, I was a color analyst for the Jazz for quite some time, and I got all of Quinn's games, and I've got to broadcast and see him, you know, on the court, during games, and off the court, and then in the locker room and on the plane and behind the scenes and at practice. So I got to see a lot of Quinn Snyder and what he brings to the table, and I think Atlanta is going to be really happy with Quinn. I think when you get Quinn, you're getting a guy that is super smart. You know, when there's a room full of people, he's usually the smartest guy in the room. And on the basketball mind side, he's brilliant. I mean, he really has a high basketball IQ, really sees things as a coach's perspective that other players don't see. And that's huge for, you know, a guy like Trae Young, because he did that for Donovan Mitchell. He did that for Rudy Gobert. He did that for a lot of the Jazz players through their careers and helped them all become better players.
I think it's interesting you said that, because Kyle Korver said the same yesterday, and Kyle now working as the assistant GM for the Hawks, but he played for Quinn in Atlanta as an assistant and up in Utah as well, and he said he's the most creative mind he's ever come across in the NBA. Follow up on what you said, too. You said a brilliant mind. Explain that and how that factors out on the court.
Well, you know, from a player's perspective, I've been coached by a lot of Hall of Fame coaches, and you know, my last coach was Jerry Sloan. And then I went into the broadcasting world and Quinn Snyder came along, and I would go to practices and just see some of the things, whether it's plays or whether it's different schemes that they were going to attack, or whether Hal Donovan, the placement of the ball or their best players. And in Utah's case, it was Donovan Mitchell. You know, it could have been Conley. It could have been a lot of different various persons, people with the ball. But he would put them in locations on the court where otherwise – you wouldn't think they need to go to. And he's so detail oriented that it would be like, no, it's not right here. It's a foot from there. And it's not right here at this second. We want to go at 18 seconds on the shot clock, or we want to go here. I mean, it was to the point. It was, you know, sometimes you call it like to the penny, right? I mean, it was so precise that when you get that precision in the NBA and on certain plays on a short shot clock, you know, those plays work in a matter of half seconds. And so I think offensively, to me, he brought new things to the game, and I think you saw that with the Jazz. I think you're going to see that with Atlanta. He's very creative in how he can create shots for players and how he can get buckets for guys that otherwise you would think, oh, well, he can't do that. Well, all of a sudden, you're going to start seeing players do things that you didn't think they could.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one, and we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
Home field advantage exists in baseball. Insurance, too. Your local trusted choice independent insurance agents are active members of your community. They'll always have your back. Find a local auto, home, or business insurance agent at trustedchoice.com.
Folks, you just heard from Smoltzy, and you heard it from me as well. Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are my trusted choice for insurance agents. They've been my agent for a long time, and they serve all of Metro Atlanta. To get up to 10 auto insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes, visit rhodes-group.com/churnoff today. That's rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
Matt Harpering with us. Matt, of course, Georgia Tech legend. Got to see Quinn Snyder in Utah up close, calling their games for a long time. The other thing we hear about Quinn is accountability and building a culture. What did you see in those two areas from the time he got to Utah by the time he built out the roster the way he wanted it?
Yeah, so from what I've heard, and you know, I was never coached by Quinn, but you know, he's a guy that, you know, you might get a text from him at 3 a.m. You know, you might get a text from him, you know, on the plane and say, hey, come meet with me. He's meeting with players constantly. The lines of communication are open all the time. And I think that's a good thing, because if there's, you know, good and bad sometimes, if there's, you know, adversity on the team, he brings you in and, you know, you talk through it. If there's things are going well, he talks you through it. You know, I mean, if there's just, you're always in communication. I think when you have that relationship with players, that's beneficial, to where you sometimes when coaches, you know, they just have relationship with players on the court. They don't have them off the court. I think you're going to get Quinn. He's going to have relationship with these guys through and through. I mean, in the off season, he's going to have relationship with these guys. He's going to be in contact. He's going to be seeing how they're doing, how their families are doing. He cares, and it's genuine. I don't think it's fake. And, you know, from what I saw from my eyes, the players really enjoy it. And that's why he's regarded as a player's coach.
I've also heard he goes, you know, 24/7, like you said, getting a text in the middle of the night, and just how committed he is. Yeah. He was 8 years in Utah, and that's a long time. What happened at the end? Why did he decide to step away?
You know, I don't know. That's something that you're going to have to ask him. You know, everyone has their personal decisions they make in life, and that's something that, you know, obviously I'm not even going to try to figure that one out. But what I do know is when he was coaching and when he was out there, he gave everything he had and more, you know, and he is a guy that goes 24/7. He is a guy, you know, at 3 a.m. on a plane ride home, he's sitting there watching film. He's figuring out different plays. Maybe it's an out of bounds play. Maybe it's a wrinkle to this play. His mind is always going on basketball, and he's trying to make his team better and better all the time.
Matt, I saw him described as one of the best pick-and-roll coaches, among other things, and we know Trae Young is one of the better pick-and-roll point guards in this game. What do you think he can do for Trae's overall game, specifically with some of the things he can run and just the overall level of, not just numbers, because Trae's got numbers, but the level of play from
Trae? Yeah. Well, I just think he's going to start looking at Trae and say, hey, you know, start looking for this right here at this moment. You know, the pick and roll's been around forever. I mean, you go back to Stockton Malone, right? I mean, the play is the same, but then how to run it? What angle is the best angle to run this from? Do you come from, you know, as a downhill motion, you do it from the side? You know, where is Trae better at, you know, stat-wise or analytic-wise on his pick and roll? And he'll put you in those spots that he will find that, okay, he's more successful coming off to his right hand or left hand in this spot at this variant. You know, it goes on and on. And so he will say to him, hey, when you're in the game and you're looking and watch if this player hedges this way, we're going to go this way and take this player this way and look for this lob here. Look for that. I mean, it's kind of that precision that I think is going to make Trae a better player. And I don't know if he's had that before or not, but I think Trae, with his talent and his vision and the way he can score, I think this is going to open up his game.
I would agree, and I think the bigger thing here, not just the Trae part of it, Matt, the Hawks' issue to me is I don't know that they've had some of their players take another step, another, you know, level of play. And I don't know if the players have the ability to, but I think this is as much about DeAndre Hunter, who was a top five pick, and it's as much about Onyeka Okongwu, who was a top six pick, and it's as much about, you know, John Collins, who's gotten lost over the last couple of years because they just don't use him. I imagine a guy like Quinn, and I've heard the same said about Utah. He gets the most out of his group. So those are the guys I would think you have to watch for improvement.
Well, and to me, that's how you measure how good of a coach someone is do they get the most out of their talent of their players that they have? And that's what was impressive with Quinn did in Utah, is I did think from, you know, 1 through 12, and he does care about 1 through 12. He's not a coach that just says, okay, these are my seven guys. I start, I play a lot. You know, I'm just going to worry about these guys. The development is real. I mean, you go to a practice, and they're working, and everyone's working. And he's treating everyone just like they're going to play 30 minutes the next night. So everyone's involved, and, you know, he's a guy, like I said, that the precision matters. And, you know, I'd take a guy like Royce O'Neal when he first got to the Jazz, and he made Royce, and not saying that Royce wasn't a good player before, a great player before, but he really progressed Royce O'Neal. I mean, to me, he took him and said, okay, this is what you do well. Defensively, you know, you're really a lockdown defender. We're going to make you more of an offensive threat. And through his career, he got better offensively. So I do think he can take some players and make them better offensive players, you know, maybe some defensive players, even better defensive players. But I think from what his past has been like, and you never know what the Hawks or a new group is going to be like, but I do think if you take his history and you say, this is what he did in Utah, I don't know why you can't expect that the same with the Hawks as far as players progressing and players getting better.
Matt Harpering is with us. Matt, what do you think, though, and this is the oddness of this, him stepping in with just 20, 21 games left in a season, not knowing much about the personnel, not knowing much about just his assistant coaches, because usually you bring your own staff with you. What can you expect out of a guy this quickly to impact?
So I would say don't sleep on Quinn. It's not like he doesn't know about it. I bet you he's been doing homework on this the entire year. I mean, if you know Quinn, he's been dialed into the Hawks, and he probably knows all 30 teams with, like, the back of his hand. I mean, this is what this guy does. He eats, lives basketball. So I know he knows what the Hawks are all about. I'm sure he has just dove into the Hawks, you know, not just these last couple of days, but for a while now, on how, you know, he can make it better, what he thinks about it. If he didn't see the possibility of an opportunity, I don't think he would have taken the job. If he didn't see a possibility of the Hawks making a run, and he says, you know what, I think I really could do this, and I think I can make this, you know, the last third of the year happen for this team, let's go try to make a run, I don't think he would have taken the job. So I think he sees something. I don't think that Quinn is, like, walking in and be like, all right, let's see what we got here today. No, I think he's prepared. And that's one thing that you're going to see with Quinn always, is he's always prepared. He's going to be ready, and he's going to put a good game plan out there. And whether they win or lose, you don't know. But you do know night and night, I broadcast it night and night, and 10 out of 10, 9 out of 10, I'll give him that the game plan was spot on. I mean, he had the right game plan for the game. It's just a matter of maybe some players didn't make the right shot at the right time, or you lose it at the end, or, you know, whatever happens, it's basketball. But he was prepared, and I think he's going to be prepared for this one, too.
Well, I think it's interesting, too. You played in the league a long time. You know what culture feels like, good and bad, right? And for the Hawks, there's been all kinds of noise, from the front office to stuff behind the scenes. DeJounte Murray said it was an eye-opener to him, because compared to San Antonio, which is as buttoned up as anybody, he said there's a lot of stuff going on. behind the scenes. So if you're Quinn, how much, I'm sure, in the way of due diligence do you think he did on that? And how much do you think he knows about that walking into this situation?
I think he did a lot. Make no mistake about it, there's stuff going behind the scenes all the time, every day in every locker room. It's just some teams do a better job of, you know, locking it up and keeping a button on it and not letting it get out. But there's always drama, and Quinn knows that. I mean, you're not going to be a coach in the NBA without being a half psychologist. And, you know, that's just part of it. So I think Quinn knows a lot of these guys. I think, you know, he knows the work that he has to do. And the assistants are a big part of it. He's going to bring in guys that he knows that works well with people, that, you know, can work with younger guys. And, you know, I don't see that being a problem. It wasn't a problem in Utah. If you go back to the Jazz and there was a little bit of a splintering of Gobert and Donovan at times, and you know, it never became a real issue. And they played hard every time they went on the court, and the team played well together as a team. You didn't hear about it too much. And I think, you know, whether that's Donovan, whether that's Gobert, or credit Quinn, he had to have a part of it. And I would think the head coach on down, whether it's the assistants, the staff, front office, I think the culture is coming.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service, with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United, on the road to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one. And we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
Hey, are you tired of shopping your car and home insurance every single year? Well, somebody's got to do it. But that somebody doesn't have to be you. At The Rose Group, we can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. Visit us online today at rose-group.com.
It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. The Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
Before we let you go, Matt, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Georgia Tech. How much do you get a chance to keep up with what's going on with the basketball program?
Yeah, you know, my fault, and probably not as much as I should. I know they're struggling, and, you know, it's tough to watch. I root for Tech, but I know Atlanta's fun when Georgia Tech is good and when they're winning, and it's a great city to be in. And, you know, I hope for the best for them, and I hope, you know, they can change it around. You talking about culture or whatever it is, or get some of these Atlanta boy talent into there. I don't know. But I need to be down there more, I guess. I need to see what's going on more. I don't have a hands-on opinion of what's happening. I just see the record and I see some of the games, and, you know, obviously I see what everyone else sees, and hopefully it can change for the better.
Well, and we should let people know, like, Matt Harpering's got 15 things going on, right? 5 kids, I'm sure, going every different direction in sports and every kind
That's
of activity,
right,
which takes up about 25 hours of your day.
Yeah, you know, I love it, though. It's doing a lot of coaching with the kids and being around, and my kids are getting older, so it's more, you know, you can make decisions on what you want to miss and what you don't want to miss out on. And, you know, as my kids are only going to do this once and go through high school, it's time to be around and support and do what I can for the family and still, you know, do what I want to do as well. So, yeah, things are good. I do, getting back to Georgia Tech, though, I do wish them the best. And I think that if you're a recruit, if you're looking at a college, man, when Georgia Tech is rolling, there's no better city and there's no better place to play for than Georgia Tech. It is great.
Before we let you go, is the next generation of Harperings, are they following in the Marist footsteps?
Yeah, well, I actually have three at Marist right now. So I got a junior and a freshman and a seventh grader all at Marist. I got a fifth grader and a first grader that hopefully will be on the way sometime soon.
Well, see, this is where, like, you and I both, you know, you were a Dunwoody guy. I grew up in Dunwoody, but I went the public school route, you know, the wrong set of tracks at Dunwoody High School. You went Marist, and we looked across the way and saw that, you know, that rich crew over there. We were all very jealous.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go, you know, I went public all the way through eighth grade. You know, went over to Dunwoody and Peachtree Junior High, and then I didn't go to Marist till ninth grade. So,
well, don't lessen the blow. I mean, I've told the story.
No, so, no,
I think you're a year older than me. So we played baseball at Murphy Candler at the same time in some of these places,
right.
And then you grew like 8 inches and actually, you know, got athletic talent while the rest of us didn't. So,
actually, one of the hardest games my senior year was both in basketball and football was against Dunwoody. That's when, holy cow, I think Dunwoody was number one in the state in football, and they were very good in basketball. That was quite the rival.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Back in the day.
Well, listen, Matt, nothing but good luck and success to you along the way. Thanks for making some time. The Quinn stuff is going to be fun to watch down here, and we appreciate you spending some time with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, so much for taking the time to listen to this week's edition of Welcome to Atlanta. Thanks to our producer, Matt Lear, for his assistance with the program. He's the glue that keeps the operation running. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Atlanta.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.